Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations and our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning, we'll learn about the Salvation Army's current efforts throughout the Capital Region, efforts which are, of course, highly impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. I am pleased to welcome Envoy Vangel Pegues, co-commander of the Troy Corps, Major Leo Lloyd, co-commander of the Glens Falls Corps, and Lieutenant Bree Barker, co-commander of the Saratoga Corps, all again of the Salvation Army. Thank you all for being here. Welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sarah, thank you so much for having us on today to talk about the work of the Salvation Army.
Absolutely, my pleasure. I'd like to start with you, Major Leo Lloyd. Give me a sort of overview of what the Salvation Army does throughout the Capital Region, please.
Yeah, great. You know, you always want to start with a question. Where do you go when there's nowhere else to go for help? When every bridge is burned, or maybe there never was a bridge, for lots of folks around the world, that's the Salvation Army. Since 1865, the Salvation Army has been bridging the gaps for individuals and family in crisis by meeting their emergency needs and connecting them to permanent solutions. I don't know if your listeners are aware, but no other non-governmental agency shelters or feeds more people in America every day than the Salvation Army. Last year, 23 million people sought help for the Salvation Army in the United States. Sarah, that's 45 people every minute of every day. We served 52 million meals nationally last year. That's equivalent to both the populations of Texas and California. This year, because of COVID, we're going to surpass that number by multiple times. The Salvation Army has been serving the Capital Region for 130 years. Every day, quietly behind the scenes, the Salvation Army has been helping families. Because of COVID, a reporter asked me recently, Major, have you ever served in an emergency response like COVID-19? And I told him, nothing comes close. The only thing that I could think to compare it to at the time was 9-11. Mm-hmm. 9-11 changed everything. We often speak in terms of, you know, the pre-9-11 and post-9-11 world. And now we talk in terms of life after COVID. For the first time in the history of the Salvation Army, the entire worldwide Salvation Army was mobilized to emergency disaster service mode. When you think of it, it's staggering. The Salvation Army served in both world wars, countless natural disasters, lots of pandemics. I remember in the 80s and 90s, the extraordinary effort to relieve human suffering and stop the spread of the AIDS virus, especially in Africa. But nothing compares to this. It's unprecedented. Locally, our primary response to COVID-19 has been to help vulnerable populations stay safe by ensuring that we have, or that they have, rather, whatever they need to shelter in place. In mid-March, all around the Capital Region, we launched our mobile food pantry service and made it possible for the public to access the service either by telephone or online. To date, we've filled thousands of requests for this service with help from volunteers and service groups like Rotary and Kiwanis. Families who need this food, regardless of where they live, and I mean regardless, from Hudson south of Albany all the way north to Plattsburgh, east and west, have received food delivered right to their doorstep. In Glens Falls, where I serve, we worked with the Housing Authority and other agencies and established 7 emergency food pantries right in senior housing apartment complexes. This has allowed the seniors to stay at home and have food delivered to them weekly. This was supported, as you mentioned, you know, partners and other nonprofits, by even the Glens Falls Transit Authority, who gave us drivers and buses. And we're supporting about 750 seniors in this way, even to date. The number of food that we've distributed for COVID in the Glens Falls area is over 111,000 pounds of food. That's a staggering amount when you think of it. The cost so far is more than our usual annual budget. Obviously, we didn't do this by ourselves, so we'd like to say a great big thank you to donors in the region, the Community Foundation of the Greater Capital Region, United Way, Stewart's, Hudson River Bank Foundation, Price Chopper, Hannaford, Schenectady, Glens Falls Foundation. Of course, Seymour, that you mentioned at the top of the conversation, has been, Seymour Fox has been an amazing help to the Salvation Army. And finally, the Northeast Regional Food Bank, who's donated over 200,000 pounds of food just to the Salvation Army in the Albany area to distribute through these drive-through pantries. I don't know if you've seen them on the news, but so far we've supported over 5,000 individuals this way.
Major Leo Lloyd is the co-commander of the Glens Falls Corps of the Salvation Army. Vangel Pegues is also here. I apologize if I'm completely butchering your name.
That's fine.
How do you pronounce it?
Pegues.
Pegues. Okay,
That's
thank you.
Good.
And you are the co-commander of the Troy Corps. Tell us how things are looking on the ground in Troy.
Okay. The Salvation Army Troy Tipple continues during the COVID-19 pandemic to provide our regular social service program with a twist, as we have adjusted for safety and new concerns. We continue to provide a full-scale food pantry with not only dry goods, but also fresh vegetables, fruit, and dairy products, and meats to our community. We increased the amount of food given, and instead of 9 mandated meals or 3 days' worth of food, we are giving at least 5 days' worth of food, striving for a week's worth. Our clientele has changed as the need changed during these trying times. The pantry had previously catered to families who utilized the pantry to supplement their SNAP benefits and other low-income working families. The pandemic brought in new clients who never had the need to utilize a food pantry. From the beginning of the lockdown, we started to get calls and requests from people who had been laid off from their jobs. This was a very humbling experience for many of them, and we took particular care in reminding them that this was not a handout, but a hand back to them for what they had always been contributing to the community. Another population that was hit hard were college students and their parents. In this area, there are many students in regular rental properties, so when they were told to go home, they were home already with no access to campus food, and many of the part-time jobs they held disappeared. Many went home to parents who were now unemployed, and their presence was an extra mouth or two to feed. Again, our response was to reach out with gentleness and loving concern to make sure they felt comfortable coming to and coming back to the pantry. One of the added features of the food pantry during this pandemic is delivery to vulnerable individuals and families who could or should not come out. This added feature has been done by the help of volunteers, and more specifically the Valley Cat baseball team volunteer, who not only helped deliver the food, but also utilized the Valley Cat truck for deliveries. From the onset of the pandemic, we experienced an increase of families outside of the city of Troy for services. Our mission is to serve and care for all of Rensselaer County and the city of Waterville. Thus, we are very concerned about individuals in the outskirts of the county seat. Although we received some requests, we continue to be concerned that maybe there are individuals and families that need help and are not accessing the help. As we spoke with couples and individuals, we realized that many families and homeowners are having to make a choice between food and mortgage. We want to be part of filling that gap. Thus, we have tried several pop-up drive-through pantries. These pantries are on a much smaller scale than the large mass drive-throughs, thus less intimidating, and we can provide the same services we provide at our brick-and-mortar locations to include meat and fresh produce. We now know that some communities are coping very well, but other communities continue to need help. We will continue to look for innovative ways to provide services to all of the county. In addition to our food pantry, which increased services from 2 days a week to 3 days, we have our feeding program, or some call it the soup kitchen. Our soup kitchen has been running continuously for 132 years, and believe me, we give more than just soup. Individuals are provided with a homemade meal prepared with love. Because of the pandemic, we no longer have inside dining, but we have followed the trend and provide curbside and open-the-door service. We continue to provide a hot meal and fresh fruit, drinks, and snacks. We literally give each person a shopping bag full of food of prepared food and other things that will last for a couple of days. Although at the onset of the pandemic, we've seen a reduction in the number of people coming to the feeding program for meals, as people feel safer coming out of their homes, families and individuals are coming back and continue to rely on us to provide a meal twice a week. We thank God for our volunteers who make all these services possible. Our staff is comprised of all volunteers, and they are committed to making sure that we provide the highest quality food pantry and feeding programs. How can you help us? Well, I keep talking about fresh produce and dairy. To provide these items is a major effort. It means Pastor James, my husband, or a volunteer going to the regional food bank every morning to pick up these fresh items. The major problem is if you have a small cargo van that you stoop down and many times get on your knees to load the van. It is very painful to load 3,000 pounds of food on a truck stooping down. So if you need the help, the van is what we need help with. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for all the help that our community has given us. Thank you.
Thank you. Lieutenant Bree Barker is the co-commander of the Saratoga Corps of the Salvation Army. Bree, how's it going in Saratoga?
Have you ever seen that Friends episode where they're trying to get the couch upstairs and Ross is yelling, pivot, pivot?
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. That's literally what's going on.
Oh, God.
So like those first few days of our COVID response, as soon as everything got shut down, we like flew right into gear. 18,000 pounds in 1 week. Just like Vanjie, you know, we had some truck issues, and one day a truck fell through, and so I was like, I can stick this in the back of my van. So I called a friend and we went down, and it was 6,000 pounds with my hands, and I was thinking, I did not think I could do that. And the next day, I mean, I didn't use my hands for much, but just an insane amount of food has been given away, you know, in 1 week, more than we give away in a month. Every day, and that especially in those first 2 weeks, we were at the regional food bank every day loading up, and then by the end of the day everything's gone. The need just rose so quickly, and I think that that's really what astounded us so much. And we knew that our partners in Glens Falls and Troy and Schenectady and everywhere in between, they were feeling the same thing. Everyone was kind of running themselves ragged. But we have thankfully received some really great help from supporters, local groups that have helped us deliver and pick up and all of these things. What I find is most interesting is in those first 2 weeks of the response, we served 500 brand new people we had never seen before.
Wow.
And that, yeah, it's incredible to think that most of these people were probably those that were, you know, sending in a monthly donation. You know, we have so many faithful people that send in $10, $20 a month just to support our programs. And I'm thinking to myself, these are probably the people that are now coming to us. During our first drive through, actually, we had a lady come through, and one of our social workers was just getting the number of people in the household so we could make sure we gave the right amount of food. And she could tell right away something was wrong. And she said, is there something else we can help with? And she said, I just got laid off. I don't know what to do. I'm not going to make my bills. And so our social worker, Erin, said, you know, here's my phone number. Let's sit down tomorrow, you know, because it was very busy, thousands of people everywhere.
Right.
But, you know, let's chat about this tomorrow. And the lady, you know, left with a glimmer of hope and a trunk full of food. And an hour later, she came back through and she made a beeline right for Erin. And she pulled right up to her and said, I just wanted to let you know that my job called and I'm getting my job back and everything's going to be okay. And, you know, this time the tears streaming down her face were just tears of just relief and joy. And I just thought, she had never met Erin before. She didn't know her from a bar of soap, but she saw that Erin, you know, saw some need in her, and she saw the compassion that she has. And so I just thought that was such a beautiful thing that happened. And, you know, side note, crazy thing, someone took a photo of Erin that day taking numbers from people. And there was no rain that day, no chance of rain that day. And I kid you not, there was a rainbow over the top of Erin in this car.
Wow.
Like, yeah, amazing, crazy stuff. But yeah, we've been pivoting a lot, and we know that we're going to need to continue to pivot. So, you know, when landlords and utility providers, they're going to start knocking on doors soon and asking for payments and handing out shutoff and eviction notices. and people's incomes are not going to be enough to catch up to make ends meet. And we promise that we will be there, and we will be providing hope, and we'll be pivoting again to make sure that we can provide those services and support those that need a hand up. So when you ask how things are going, they're pretty great. There is hope. I know that there is hope in each of these communities, and that we're going to be there to help.
Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Thank you all for your work in our communities, and thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks. It's been great.
Thanks for having us.
Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.